Hello, everyone, and welcome to tonight's bat spotting expedition. My name is Julian, and I'm a wildlife conservation expert. I've been studying bats for over a decade now. Many people assume my academic background is in forestry, or perhaps veterinary science. I actually have a degree in agriculture, but I soon realized that I was far more fascinated by the wildlife interacting with our crops than the crops themselves, which led me to this career. Tonight, we are going to observe these incredible creatures in their natural habitat. Usually, I take tour groups down to the riverbank because the water attracts plenty of wildlife. However, due to the heavy rain we had yesterday, the paths there are quite flooded. So instead, we'll be heading towards a local cave, which is a fantastic alternative for observing their emergence at dusk. Before we set off, I need to go over some safety protocols. You'll notice the temperature is dropping, so I hope you've all brought a warm jacket. A torch is also highly recommended, so you can see where you're stepping. However, the one item that is absolutely mandatory for everyone to wear is a helmet, as the entrance to the site is quite low and rocky. I have spares in the van if anyone needs one. Now, spotting bats in the dark can be tricky. We won't be using binoculars, as they are essentially useless without daylight. Instead, we're going to rely on technology. I've brought along a highly sensitive microphone which connects to my tablet. It picks up the ultrasonic echolocation calls the bats make and translates them into sounds that the human ear can actually hear. You might be wondering what these bats are hunting for. While it's true that certain exotic species in tropical rainforests sustain themselves on fruit or even nectar from flowers, the ones we'll see tonight are entirely different. They survive almost entirely on insects, consuming thousands of them in a single night's foraging session.
There are many myths surrounding these misunderstood mammals. Some folks worry about diseases, but the most common myth I hear is about their supposed blindness. It's an old saying, but it simply isn't true. They actually have quite decent eyesight, even though they rely primarily on echolocation to navigate in the dark.
Because they eat so many pests, bats are vital to our ecosystem. You might think this pest control mainly helps gardeners keep their flowers intact. While that's a bonus, it is specifically the farmers who benefit the most. The bats naturally protect crops from devastation, saving the agricultural industry a fortune in chemical sprays.
As we walk, keep your eyes peeled. I originally hoped we'd see a roost in the old abandoned wooden barn near the edge of the woods, but I've been monitoring them this week, and actually the colony has relocated beneath that stone bridge just up ahead. It seems to offer them better protection from the wind.
Despite their resilience, bat populations are facing significant challenges. Habitat loss is certainly a major issue across the country. However, our current data shows that climate change is having the most severe impact on their breeding cycles. Unpredictable weather means insects hatch at different times, leaving baby bats without enough food.
We are working hard to protect these colonies, but we can't do it alone. We receive a little bit of funding from the government, but to be completely honest, we completely depend on volunteers to keep our conservation projects running. If tonight's walk inspires you, we'd love to have you join our monitoring team next spring. Right, let's get moving.